Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and today I get to do exactly that. I have my dear friends from the Chandler Tao Healing Center, an organization that I've been involved with, I think, for at least a couple of years. And it's been a few months since I've seen my friends. So I'm very happy to introduce you today to several Tao instructors and the founder, Chun Nim. Our Tao instructors today with us are Rachel and Pat and Bretta. Welcome all of you to the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, it's been way too long. You should have seen us in the lobby. Hugs galore. long lasting and much needed hugs. So obviously, I intimately know the Tao Healing Center and all the incredible work that you do to help people heal and really step into their wholeness. But I would love to have you tell our listeners a little bit about the center. Who would like to get started for us?
So we
gotta love
that would be Rachel. A lot of people were staring at me. So I guess so hello everyone. So we are again from the Tao Healing Center out in Chandler. It's over on Chandler Boulevard and Dobson in the northeast quadrant in the Bash's Shopping Center. Please swing by whenever you want and come and see us. The Tao Healing Center is a nonprofit organization, and we really focus on helping people to feel better and get healthy and happy and find peace in their life. So we have a variety of classes that are kind of yoga-based type of classes. You can come in and focus on your physical health. We also focus on what's called the energy system. If you're familiar with chakras or acupuncture or anything like that, then you have some familiarity with the energy body. A lot of our training very much is focused on helping to activate the natural healing through a healthy energy system. We also sponsor a variety of workshops that help people to go a little bit deeper into their own training so that they can move more quickly through, you know, feeling better and clearing out some of the layers of junk that we often carry with us. And we have a lot of community activities. We do a lot of outreach to our community. Again, as a nonprofit, we care very much about just helping anybody we can, as we want the whole world to feel better. And so we do a lot of outreach activities as well as just fun activities, social activities together.
That's a great summary.
Yeah.
And as you're sharing about the center and all the incredible ways that you support and help people, again, be whole, I can't help but reflect on my personal story. I hadn't even thought to share it, but it seems very appropriate. I had just had surgery, and I think it's been, 4 years ago, maybe, a radical hysterectomy with an appendectomy. And I had posted on Facebook, Bretta is here in the studio with us today. I had posted on Facebook that she'd just been up to the Sedona Mago Retreat Center in, of course, Sedona. And I reached out, I think, in a private message or maybe even commented and said, oh, Bretta, I must know of this place. And we go way back to our high school days in Tempe from McClintock High School. And when I say way back, I mean way back. And Bretta immediately private messaged me and said, Karen, you've got to come and check out not only Sedona Mago Retreat Center, but also you've got to see Chun at the Tao Healing Center in Chandler. I'm like, okay, well, tell me more. And I think it was a day or two after that that I found my way to the Healing Center. And it's everything that Rachel just described and more. I had forgotten, and Chun could probably tell the story just as well as I could, but I had never really lived fully in my body up until that point. And I always thought I had. As a life coach, I had been working with people to drop from their head into their heart. And what I didn't realize at the time, about 4 years of my coaching practice, realized that there's this whole other portion of my beingness that resides in my chakras all the way, you know, 1 through 7. And I was missing that whole relationship with my gut and the chakras there. Do you remember that occasion us to first meet, Chun?
Yes.
So I'm so grateful for Bretta and that introduction, because I quickly became a member, took classes, learned everything I could about how to be in my body and heal. So much so that when I had my follow-up colonoscopy about, I think it was 6 weeks later.
I think it was 2 weeks.
Was it even?
First, you went to the Sedona.
I did.
Finding true self, that changed everything.
Yes, and I think Brett is right. It was maybe even within a couple of weeks, but I quickly signed up. Yep. Hey, you know what? Just sign me up for everything. What do I need to do? Point me in the right direction. Yes. And I did go up to Sedona for my first Finding True Self experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, I have felt like at the time I've done other types of experiences like this in my own personal journey, especially as a coach. This was uniquely different. And I did end up at that next colonoscopy, and they had fully expected to take 2 inches of my colon after some of the health issues that I was going through. And they had tattooed 2 different areas to show where they had to snip and repair. And that surgeon came walking out and nodding his head and smiling, much like all of you are here, and said to my dad and I, Mike had to work, my husband had to work. And they said, we don't know what you're doing, but there is no sign of inflammation. There's no sign of precancerous tissue. Keep doing it. And we'll see you in, I don't know how many years. I think it was like 6 to 8 years. I'm probably coming up on that appointment sometime soon. But that for me is the power of what we do through our Tao community and Tao healing. So I really did not intend to do that, but I think it's important as the host to share that I have a personal relationship with each of you and my own commitment to the Tao philosophy. So with that, who else has something to add? Your own personal stories. I think it would be fantastic to hear from you. What drew you to the center and then ultimately becoming a Tao instructor and guide?
I feel like I could cry. This is Bretta, because this is why we stay and we're so committed, because there's nothing that I could do for you if you just called me and said, I'm having these medical issues. But when you experience something and you know, and you have a transformation of your own, then you can't help but help everybody, right? So Karen will forever, every time somebody comes into her life and she'll guide them. That's, you know, we were called instructors, but we're guides. And we're just guiding people to back to their own true self, where they can do self-healing, find their way, because we don't have answers for anybody. Everybody has to go within themselves to get their answers. So we're so passionate about guiding people. So for instance, I didn't have a long conversation with Karen. I just sent her to the center. I actually had her go in for a 1-hour energy evaluation with Chun, because that's what I do with all the friends and strangers in my life. I don't try to fix or solve or explain anything. I just say, okay, here's the phone number. It's 480-786-6000. And you are going to make an appointment with Chun, because everybody's different. So when you start with, we call it an energy evaluation, and you have an aura reading, but everybody is so different. So your unique story is what's going to guide you to your solutions. And I don't want to tell somebody the wrong thing, because I don't know what's right for them. I was hoping it was going to be finding true self first, and I got what I hoped for. But sending her to Chun and then having her own heart guide her on what's next, I can't tell you the fulfillment of. I save some of the phone calls and emails and anything I get from after somebody has a breakthrough and they call me and they're crying because this happened or that happened. I mean, when I got the phone call that Karen went in for that colonoscopy, I mean, I cried for hours. It was like, thank you, God. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's nothing like that. I'll share my personal story later, but that's my
I love it.
Reaction to your story, because it was beautiful.
Chun, tell us about that initial consultation. Because as Bretta mentioned, when we as Tao guides or instructors refer people to the center, Bretta's right, we don't have the answers. And I know you would say the same about yourself, but you've got this incredible training and background and this essence about you that You do know. I mean, that's
yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't know, but I know you know. Can you speak to that initial consultation and who you are in this world for us?
What I know is that everybody has that healing energy. And that's what I believe. And then actually, I don't know.
It looks like you know, but I understand.
Yeah. So my belief is everybody has that ability, but it's like a not discovered because we all focus on outside. We, you know, it's a follow, right? We follow everything, you know, the success or our duties or, you know, being busy. So me personally also, I had the same life. And then I was looking for my answer outside. And then when I met this Tao, and Tao says, oh, what about your heart? And it changed my life. So before then, you know, I was looking for my answer in books. I heard many great spirits. They are great. They know. But they didn't have my answer. The retreat I took is a finding true self. Says, look in your inside. And then I had no idea. When I finished the retreat, still no idea, but something has happened. The feeling came. So when I respected the feeling, everything has happened. So it opened my eyes and then it gave me hope. I'm kind of not very sensitive because I was always left brain. That was my education. I thought I have no sensitivity, but the chakra opening changed my inside. And then if I can do this, everybody can. So that's my belief. So everybody has it. I just need just to show what it is. So when I have energy evaluation, so that's my genuine attitude. And I believe in you. You have it. You just didn't look at inside. So that's my role. Just to look. So maybe my conviction, the positive energy is helping. And then everybody has own answer inside. I can see the hope. And then with that hope is helping. So that is going on. And then everybody is unique. So the answer is not in the textbook. Everybody carries their own answer. So when I meet people during the energy evaluation, that is happening. Yeah. And I just show that the potential and hope and healing. So then I can recommend, okay, it may help this experience of retreat. May help. And then so far, I saw so many miracles. You know, Karen, you are one of miracles.
One of so many.
One of so many. So that gives me everything, the joy, you know, the transformation, you know, in each. That's the everything.
And this is not just local to Chandler and Arizona and Sedona, right? The Tao movement, if I could call it that, is international.
Mm-hmm.
Originating from?
We don't know, actually. It's a very ancient. So when I was younger, you know, I'm from Korea, I heard, but nobody taught. So maybe the society was not ready. And then like in 1980s, people, you know, the war, you know, they ended in 1950s, and then, you know, 30 years, they worked so hard to get the, you know, bread every day and, you know, the roof. 30 years later, you know, they got it. And then next question came, am I happy? So in 1980s, the meditation became very popular. And then that time, I was actually so busy with my own study career. And then I was in Europe a little bit. When I came back, and then I saw the movement. And then everybody, okay, meditate. Who am I? It's a very personal and then very joyful. You know, it's like, you know, Starbucks. It's everywhere. So I didn't want to go to the gym, you know, because I'm kind of the, you know, the desk biker, and then I'll just study, you know, reading books, you know, just the music, not for exercise. So I chose just the, you know, meditation and yoga. It's just everywhere. And then, you know, including me, people don't want to go to hospital. So they are looking for something. easier. So it's, you know, easy one. So I found one, you know, close to my house. Yeah, so that was my start.
But these Tao principles are really, really ancient, aren't they?
Very ancient.
Even like before Confucius.
No, no. Confucius is a Chinese, the Tao school. So Tao is just the away, means the away in everyone. So what is the away, right? It's like the energy system, like a pure energy or maybe not, you know, the stressful energy or that kind. So we just show how to use it. So in China, when the society is very busy, the Confucius, Lao Tzu, they helped the society. So people later called them Taoism. But originally, Tao is not ism. It's just a way. Very common word.
How about you, Rachel or Pat? Tell us about your personal journey, or as Bretta and Chan are speaking, what has you, where are you going in your thinking and in your heart?
Well, I want to jump in here just because you gave a beautiful example of a physical healing. And as Chun said, there have been countless examples. But so many of us have healing or hurts in different ways. And so for me, a lot of my healing came at an emotional level. So I joined the Tao Center many, many years ago because I was sad. My grandmother had just died, and me and my family had been under a lot of stress. And I also had a very sorrowful childhood, so I was carrying a lot of that still. And I thought I just wanted to do some stretching and do some breathing. Came in and got so much more than that. So through this journey, and for me, it's been a long journey because if you think about healing, especially on an emotional level, it's like peeling different layers of the onion. It's not something that you can just put, you know, some stitches in and it'll heal up quickly. For a lot of us, some of our emotional hurts go very deep. The beauty of this training is it's a very personal journey. So no one's telling me you need to do this or you need to now focus on that. It's my own inner guidance that's helping me through that. And so it's a very gentle healing process, even though it's hard. I mean, in the end, some of our members come in and they're like, oh, this is ouch. You know? You know, and we're like, yes, that sometimes it hurts to have those pains come through, but in the end, you walked in with that pain and now you're healing from that.
And you're paying attention to it, right?
And you're paying attention and now you release it. And that's the gift, yes. Is the hope that I don't have to be held in many ways. For me, I felt hot, like I was held hostage to some of this old stuff that came from my childhood. And I don't feel that way anymore. It's all released, or I would say, you know, virtually all of it. I feel very much at peace. I feel connected with life and my inner being. I feel able to deal with the emotional stressors of life in a way that doesn't throw me off anymore. I just can, as Chun would say, I can stay in my boat, which means stay in my center. So
Rachel, this doesn't mean that we're not going to be met with challenges.
Oh yeah. It helps. It's helped me to stay very present in life. In two different levels, when we think about what's going on in our head, as Chun was saying, she's kind of a more of an intellectual person, and that's was my background too. I kind of drug my body around behind my head, you know, through life. But it's not like the mental challenges and the emotional challenges aren't going to come, but I feel more able to stay present, and I don't take on, and I don't. First of all, I don't create drama. I don't create a lot of stories that would cause me pain. I can be aware of that tendency and go, no, I don't need to do that. And then when I see someone else who's going through a difficult time, I have the ability to be a lot more compassionate because I see they're just going through the same thing all of us go through. So it gives all of us more ability to be present in life and to express life as authentically as we can. And when we're struggling, we have each other to kind of go arm in arm and support one another through this journey.
It reminds me of September, October. We were together in a morning practice, and I know for sure Chun and Pat were there. And I just kind of had an emotional meltdown around my oldest son. And I was so tenderly held by both of you. I mean, partly physically, but just being in that space and knowing that I could just be in the moment with the pain that I was feeling on behalf of my son, and also with Chun's guidance, know that I don't have to own that pain, that, you know, I have a role in it as his mother, but I could release it. And I haven't thought of that, you know, in several months, but thank you to both of you. And you so beautifully expressed to help me remember that, because that's really what we do as a community, is give everybody space to just be, and the guidance to go inside, as Chun pointed out, for our answers over and over and over and over again. Pat, what would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I just wanted to kind of jump back to the point of pain, suffering. Yeah, it is everywhere. It is part of life. It doesn't just disappear. But, you know, even in my own personal journey, as I'm evolving in my growth, it's the fuel, right? So when I was younger, I had a good life, but then as a kid, you know, you over-dramatize things, right? So then you create your suffering, but you're not aware of it. But that always was the fire, right? You know, they say artists, they create their songwriters, they create their biggest masterpieces when they're heartbroken or in some form of suffering, right? And so, you know, I've always had that kind of mindset. I was always very creative. But that process of taking ownership, mastering your suffering and your pain, and then not only releasing it, but it's the release through the process of transformation, right? Otherwise, you kind of repress it. As you start transforming it, all of that suffering that you know, you're feeling, it becomes just like positive energy, it becomes the energy of creation, right? And life. You know, that is very, very powerful for me. It speaks, you know, deeply to myself, you know, on a very, very personal level. And I know it's like that with everyone, right? Because once you have that awakening and you're connected, you just feel it, right? And regardless of age, gender, nationality, everyone goes through that same experience, right? And to me, and you know, growing up, struggling with these questions, it's a huge humbling kind of relief to realize that, wow, like, I'm not alone, right? I was just suffering alone, right? And then you realize, okay, everyone is like that. And then you realize, wait a second, there's an entire community, not just a community, there's an entire worldwide movement that feel the same way, right? On the same path. What was I even stressed out about? Right? Then it's like, okay, then the stress is all completely self created in that sense, right? And you know, with Tao Healing Center, it came to me at just that perfect time in my life, right? I had been in and out of other, trying things in search of knowledge, reading so many books, doing my own self-practices, kind of cooking in my own ego, right? That ego space. And, you know, I would always love that energy of, oh, here's something new. Here's some new knowledge. Let me go down that rabbit hole. But then at the end of it, it would always be, okay, and then what, right? Whereas specifically with the practices in the Tao Healing Center or Tao Fellowship, they say, instead of wondering, and then what, I end up going, okay, and right now, basically, right? Say, like, what do you do now? So mm-hmm. what's the next step? Rather than just giving you more ideas to kind of feed that, it's okay, there's practical tools, there's actual self-reflection, right? And just letting go. And yeah, I like to think of it as my home away from home. You know, I've always been fairly nomadic in my life, and you know, traveling different places, living, you know, in different countries, maybe a few years, and then just kind of moving on. Here, I feel like, okay, this is my tribe. This is my little community. This is that place, right? You know, when I really reflect, it's about, okay, I found the home inside, right? That's such a powerful awakening.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. That's how we all feel when we go into the center. We feel like, oh, if every place could just feel like this, because it's this instant feeling when you walk in the door of this positive, hopeful, loving, peaceful, hopeful energy. And then when you practice and practice and practice, you're able to carry that feeling with you no matter where you are or where you go. So that's the beautiful part of coming to the Tao Center in whatever level you have. So for all of us that have been there for years, we get such a joy, especially when the new person walks in the door. We're so excited because we know what it feels like that first day coming in. And we know that they don't know because none of us knew. When I first sat down in the chair in front of Chun for my energy evaluation, I had no idea the level of anxiety that I had been carrying around in my body and my brain forever. Because when you're there, you don't know you're there. I mean, from the outside, I have super perfect family, successful businesses. Like, there's nothing wrong with my life. I'm just so blessed, right? And turns out, oh my God, all of my energy was going out, every single bit, every single solitary thing I did in my whole life, in my family, in my businesses, was to please other people, to get validation from other people. If somebody wasn't telling me I was pretty or I was smart or I was doing a good job, then whatever I was doing didn't even mean anything. And all of us do, turns out, thousands and thousands of voices and information and opinions and beliefs bombarding my brain. And for me, we all have different ways of coping. For me, it was a escape mechanism. So we call it Bretta's world. And I would just go to where nobody's mean and nobody hurts people and just a pretty denial state, which is fine, but experiencing, and it takes a while. So it's baby steps, but the biggest instant relief for me and why I eventually became an instructor teaching the energy healing courses, which I never would have planned on in my thinking brain. But anyhow, I'd always thought, oh, that would be so awesome to be able to meditate because I have the busiest brain and I have so much going on. And I just want to stop the noise. I just want it to be quiet and peaceful, but I don't know how. And people talk to me about meditation and I'm like, oh yeah, you don't know the world that I live in. Like, the thought of trying to sit and be silent for even 30 seconds would be brutal because I just immediately start thinking, why am I thinking so much? And then I'd start thinking about why am I thinking so much? It would just, I mean, it's horrible how fast I could be taken off into the daydreaming or following. You know, Chun calls it following. I follow everything. Oh, a squirrel. Oh, a thought. Oh, somebody's looking at me. Oh, whatever. And so this is the most beautiful thing about the Tao Center. There is physical meditation. It is not sitting still, closing your eyes and hoping for peace to come. It is physical exercises to bring you out of your head and into your body instantaneously. Within 60 seconds, there's exercises that we do that I tell strangers about it. I mean, anybody, that getting into your gut area, your posture, your stomach, inside, behind your belly button, there's so much strength inside your body. And once you do some of these simple exercises, it distracts you long enough once you're in your body, that whatever those flittering, distracting thoughts were, you don't even know what they were anymore. And if you're in a super tense, scary, you know, strong situation, it's even more powerful, because I work with hundreds of companies. I'm a consultant, so I'm with different people and different energies and different businesses every single day. And you can't pick what environment you're going to walk into. So sometimes people are in a good mood, and sometimes people are very stressed out, fighting fires. And then there's family issues and traffic, and there's just so much going on. And being able to give people the gift of, let me just show you a 1 minute exercise that you can do that brings you down so that your breath slows down. And it's kind of like you're just in this fog, and then all of a sudden the fog's lifted and you're breathing and you're like, oh, okay.
And all right. It literally is. It only takes 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Yeah, it really is amazing. Likewise, I see a lot of different people all day long.
Yes.
And thank goodness that this little boutique studio is the way that it is, because I shut that door in between interviews and I go inside and I do my exercises, and it helps ground and center me and really redirect me back inward so that I have enough energy and power for the next conversation. Mm-hmm. And have learned, obviously, through my experience through the Tao Fellowship, to continue to do that over and over again. As quickly as I can go back in, I forget and I go back out.
Right.
Right.
Right. But that's the practice.
But I'm aware of it. Right. Because
yeah.
Of, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have to double it when you go home, because your family takes 2 minutes of exercise.
Yeah. The beauty of Tao is very holistic, because the physical body can help energy. Energy can help spirituality. Spirituality helps the body. All three have the same values. So what I have seen here, like, you know, spirituality, you know, often it's a separate from physical body. Or when people do, you know, physical exercise, they separate the spirituality. So it became kind of pieces, but it's not originally. It's a holistic, integrated body can help spirituality. And then when spirituality happens in the body becomes healthy. So, yeah, that's the big part. And then as Brera said, hope. Mm-hmm. Hope. I really see the hope within us. So our plan is we're going to develop the abundance workshop, right? Mm-hmm. Together.
Abundance workshop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Like, you know, the relationship or what, you know, health or finance, or your dream, any. Like abundance in all corners of your life.
Right. Yeah, so because, the only way to create and allow and receive the abundance is to be in the present moment. So pretty much everything we do, every single thing we do, workshops, classes, meridian healing, anything we do, even the energy evaluations, all of it is to help us come out of our stories and out of our busy thoughts and back into our bodies so that we can be still, so that we can truly see what to do next. So people, we've found that so many people don't have abundance in their lives. All of them want it, but wanting doesn't do anything. So we just have collectively been talking to Chun about, we need an abundance workshop, because the only thing laying between a person's wants and the abundance coming in is their ability to allow it. And they're blocking everything just with their stories. All it is just focusing on is learning to have not stopping the behaviors, because we're going to keep having the thoughts. We're going to keep having the behaviors. We have lots and lots of habits that we've built up over a lifetime of experiences. So that's not going to go away. The key and what we're trying to teach is the awareness of when you're having the thought. And then at that point, you stop and say, oh, I just said out loud, I don't have enough money for that, or I don't have enough time for that, or
therefore,
he'll never go with me to this thing.
Right.
And we, you know, as we know, and one of our things is where focus goes, energy flows. So the universe doesn't know if it's something you want or something you don't want. It just knows it just that that's where your thoughts are and that's where it's going. So the abundance workshop would be to help people start learning to have awareness when they're choking off the universe and how to, again, physically come back into their body so emotionally they can be clear and start manifesting it. It's going to be a good one.
It is for sure.
Well, it needs to be very experiential, right? That's what life is. It's about experience. Having the conceptual knowledge is just that one little piece. If all you have is that, but then you don't have the non-conceptual knowledge or the experience, you're missing a big, big, big part of the experience, right? And, you know, with abundance, manifestation, stuff like that, a lot of people misinterpret it and go, okay, well, all I need to do is think and then things are going to happen. Kind of, but not really, right?
You have
to take action. Just like if you want to heal yourself, you have to take action. You have to experience. You want to heal your emotional wounds. You have to experience. You can't avoid them, right? And it's so kind of ironic because the world we live in now, everyone is about experiences, but experiencing other things that they're missing the greatest experience, which is themselves, right? Yes. And then you get like this disconnect. And then that's why we have these issues with people with physical conditions, people with mental conditions, right? Psychological, emotional conditions, right? So it just shows, you know, you just have to experience. And then once you feel it, it'll just guide you.
For our listeners, we've talked about a couple of different things. We talked about a Tao Fellowship, which is the, you know, worldwide community. We've talked about the Tao Healing Center in Chandler. And then I briefly mentioned the Sedona Mago Retreat Center, SMR. Could someone share some insight about that beautiful location and experience?
Delighted to, yeah. So Sedona Mago Retreat, or SMR, is where our Tao Fellowship headquarters resides. It's, for me, I consider it truly to be a place of heaven on earth. It's I think it's a Coconino Forest wilderness between Cottonwood and Sedona. It's about 175 acres, an incredibly, very, very special, beautiful place to be in the land up there. So Tao Fellowship is centered there. We have casitas or kind of hotel rooms there. We do a lot of different kinds of retreats. It's a great place for people to go to get away from the craziness of their life or just the activity of their life, to step away. And first, just to be in nature. Nature is incredibly healing to all of us. And we tend to lose a lot of that connection because many of us live in the cities and we are kind of not sitting amongst the trees or the desert much anymore. So being in nature, putting your feet in the earth, connecting with the life and the birds and the plants is very healing to help calm the nervous energy or the hyper energy we may be carrying with us as we come in. Food up there is incredibly fabulous.
We all got big smiles.
Yeah, everybody just lit up.
Oh, we love the food.
It's a kind of a pescatarian type of diet. A lot of the food is grown up there in the organic garden up there. And it's just, it's made with love. It's made very fresh. And the food and the chef up there is amazing. So a lot of us go up there just because we want to eat the food. well, no, but anyway, it's one of the great joys. So I've been up there many, many times. Every time I go, it just is a great place to have an experience that's really facilitated by the instructors. We're not, as I've said earlier, nobody's telling us what to do. No one's telling us how we're supposed to live. We're being guided to go within and to find our true essence within ourselves, our own inner wisdom, our own authentic self. And that inner wisdom, that authentic self loves us and is there for us our whole life. And it's really who we are. So when you can get away for a few days, it just becomes easier to connect deeply inside. And so, you know, if you ever have the opportunity to go up to Sedona Mago Retreat, highly recommend it. In fact, we have an event coming up. I'm getting the thumbs up, so I'll go ahead and share on that. So on April 22nd, which is Earth Day, International Earth Day, Sodonamaga Retreat is hosting a public event. It starts around 10, I think goes till about 1. And it really is just a great opportunity to go celebrate this beautiful planet that we all have. Earth Day is really a great reminder that this is a very precious planet that we live on. It's not as big as we think. And with so many of us, we are having an impact on this planet. And it is our home. And we are made. Our physical bodies are made from this Earth. So I think we often lose sight of that perspective that we are of this Earth and the Earth is ours. So we've, as a human race, as humanity, we've kind of been making a bit of a mess of things with the planet, and it's our opportunity to heal that. We can fix it. Mm-hmm. We made the mess. We can fix it. Mm-hmm. So Earth Day is a great opportunity to focus on that. We are going to have some performances from local artists. We'll have a tree planting activity where we'll be hosting, I think, planting 20 or 30 what we call jujube trees. They're basically form of date trees. People can sponsor a tree. I did that last year after my mother and my sister had passed away. I hosted a tree for one for each of them, and it has a little plaque that I could write that it was in honor of them. And it just warms my heart every time I go and see their trees thriving and growing. And it's just a beautiful honoring to people who I love very dearly. So a lot of people do that, or they sponsor it for a specific event or a specific organization. Anyway, we all just go and plant trees and have a really good time. And we'll have, local people from Sedona, from Cottonwood there. Last year, we had the mayor of Sedona was there, and she was able to share. Anyway, so it's a great opportunity. I hope everybody can come up for the day, enjoy the wonderful food and the experiences, and get to see the beautiful Sodonamaga Retreat.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to two words that y'all shared earlier, abundance and hope. And when you speak to SMR, the Sodonamaga Retreat Center, it is a place of abundance and a place of great hope. And you wouldn't expect that from the desert, right? Mm. But the garden to the lake, to just the quietness and the nature, the rabbits, the deer, you know, everything. And the community is so, so grounded. It's really an amazing experience. So on April 22nd, the Earth Day event, you said it begins around 10 and ends at 1.
Yes. You can stay longer.
You could stay longer. Yeah, yes, yeah. You can stay. That you can even make accommodations. They might even be full already, but you could stay the night. Mm-hmm. As I think it's just really worth for our listeners going on to the website and just feeling into all of the different workshops and opportunities for learning and just being there. And as we shared, obviously the food is the bomb. What is the website for the Sodonamaga Retreat Center?
You could actually get to it from the Chandler Center website. So www.taohealingcenters.org. And from there, you can see everything, because we also have some workshops right here at the center in Chandler. So if you're local, we have one that's fairly new over the last year or so, and it's called Begin Again. And it's the most amazing, incredible, transformational workshop. And it's right here at the center. So we do it on Saturday and Sunday. It's like 9 to 5 both days. So it's not really a big burden. And our prices are very reasonable too. And remember, it's a 501c. Right. But seriously, the Begin Again workshop, we talk about hope. I don't know, for our listeners, what books you read, what people you follow, videos. For me personally, I'm a little obsessed with Eckhart Tolle and everything about, a new earth, the power of now, being in the present moment. So what these workshops, and specifically Begin Again, do is help us experience that. So for 20, 30 years, I've read every book, I've watched every video, I've gone to see the people speaking, I've done everything, still have my 1 hour evaluation and I'm a mess. So then I go to my first Finding True Self, and it was Friday night and it was finished on Sunday. And what I experienced in that 2.5 days took me through more than I could ever read. Because when you actually experience the feeling of cutting through your own personal layers and getting to that place, once you experience it for real, then you can work on it and practice it. But it's nothing that we don't know intellectually, but we don't know how to do it. So experiencing in a workshop, and if you have a chance to do the Begin Again, it's right here at the center, and we have it at least once a month. So all the calendars, all the information, when you go to the www.taohealingcentersplural.org,
she's a pro, isn't she?
We can get to all of, you can see the retreats, you can see the workshops. And at the beginning, Rachel talked about some of our outreach. So one of our outreach is part of our memberships. When people become members and come to our classes, you know, we have classes all through the week. Part of that goes towards, once a month, we have it's a stress to strength finding, what do we call, finding your greatness?
Finding greatness within is to help the teenagers. You know, we started kind of zero. And then we are a really good example of abundance.
Right.
It's not just the money, but, you know, our people, the relationship, the energy, family relationship, the work, or like the whole life. So we want to share it. So we circulate the generous membership. So when we get a certain amount, and then we give a free workshop to teenager. So, you know, they can start earlier.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Then they don't have so many layers, and then they don't have to.
Yeah, they
do
can enjoy life better.
Experience.
Yeah, that's our hope.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And also the foster children, now the Rachel is helping them. And then we invite them to Sedona Mago Retreat. So, you know, helping them get the hope.
So yeah. let me step back a second here and share a little bit about where all this comes from. One of our foundational principles I think it's Korean language. It says Hong-ik, H-O-N-G-I-K, Hong-ik. And we love that term because what that translates to being is widely benefiting all. And that is foundationally what is so important about for us from a Tao practice and principle perspective. It is about I help me, I help you, I help others, I help the planet. So we work together in harmony with ourselves, with each other, and with the planet. That's what Hong-ik means. And as a nonprofit, we just, you know, we don't make a lot of money. And that's really not our big focus. Our big focus is Hong-ik. How can we help each other? How can we help our community? And as Chun and Bretta were saying, we really, our heart breaks for a lot of our teens who are suffering. We hate to hear about teen suicide, and a lot of that's happening. And it's like, what can we do to help? And so we saw, I think, a headline on that in Tempe, and it just broke my heart to hear about how much of that was happening. And so we said, let's do something. So Chun created the Finding Greatness Within workshop for the teens. It's amazing. It just really helps our kids recognize find, first of all, their own inner wisdom, that they're great. There's nothing wrong with them. They are not broken. They just need to trust themselves, believe in themselves, and learn more effectively how to manage the stresses of their lives. And through a very simple workshop, they come away with a lot of those tools. And as Chun was saying, we do a lot of outreach to other organizations, including there's an organization called the Scott Foundation that is an amazing organization focusing on foster children in Arizona, teenage foster children, to really help these kids who are living in group homes and who only through the misfortune of circumstance got them there to overcome hardship and to recognize that they really are amazing beings. And we help them get the tools that they need so that they can get on their feet, they can have confidence in themselves, they can have the skills and knowledge they need to follow their dreams. And it's not just about, you know, getting out of the group home so that they can get a job. It's much, much more than that. These kids are the future thought and service leaders, and they are really passionate about giving back to the world. So scott-foundation.org. Definitely encourage Karen, you to look at that as well.
Yes. Karen actually did a show with some of them after their financial self.
So we're in partnership with Colleen and the Scott Foundation. Love them. We focus on a lot of other Hongik activities. I'm going to let maybe Pat, you want to share a little bit more about some of the things we're doing from a Hongik perspective?
Yeah, sure. There are a few things like mindful hiking. My wife and I, Barbara, we've been hosting just the hiking activities available to the public. It's just a passion that we had. Remember when we had completed the Tao Guide course, one of the awakenings I had was, okay, I got to give back. Right. And, you know, this is, you know, just a small little token of sharing. Cause when I started, hiking, you know, I had no experience. I was intimidated. And then I was fortunate enough to come across a friend, and then together we, you know, went on a few adventurous hikes. And, I felt like people need that too. Right. If they always wanted it, but they couldn't, right. Other things that we are doing are one of our other Tao guides, Marissa. She's working with the Yaqui tribe in Arizona.
Yes.
So she's providing yoga classes, I think weekly, something like that.
Yeah, weekly. Yeah. The Guadalupe Road.
Guadalupe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And with another member, Diane, she is doing dance workshops with kids, I want to say kindergarten up, something like that.
Yeah, also the Unity Church.
Unitarian Church.
Unitarian Church.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think North Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Various other outreaches, some schools. There's an upcoming public school workshop with another member, Diane. And, you know, it's a fusion of Tao principles with something fun like Star Wars. You know, how does Star Wars connect with this type of philosophy, right? And people who are familiar with Star Wars folklore, it draws heavily from a lot of these.
Yeah, talk about your Jedi. Right?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's called Jedi training or Tao Jedi, something like that.
So fun.
Yeah.
But it's relatable.
Yeah. It's completely related.
And then we have the Force.
Yes,
so exactly. Force is
I was
like
having a drama in my life, and one of my friends that I'm connected with called and said, I felt a disturbance in the Force. I'm like, yes, it's a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's when this opportunity for, you know, a quick little workshop came up with one of the local schools, Basis in Chandler, you know, they had asked, it was for an upcoming event for the release of the new Star Wars movie, and they reached out to us, the Tao Healing Center, specifically for more meditative / yoga perspective, right? They also reached out to local martial arts schools for some of the more physical stuff, right? And I was thinking, hey, wow, this is awesome, because when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Star Wars. Like before internet was even, you know, as easily accessible, right? You know, me and my friends are just rewinding our VHS tapes. We're watching things over and over and over again. So for me, it's that passion was part of me. And then when this came out, I'm like, okay, well, here's a childhood passion. Now here's my current passion, or my passion that I've always had, right, with this Tao lifestyle, right, Hongik, you know, spiritual growth. It's like, wow, it's a no-brainer, right? The similarities between the stories and the archetypes and all that sort of stuff. It's, you know, when you look back through that kind of a lens and that perspective, it's quite beautiful, and you know, it's so easily accessible. Kids love it. right? Almost everybody knows
it's relevant, it's mm-hmm. trendy, and mm-hmm. yet it's so steeped in mm-hmm. wholeness and really the basics yeah. of who we are and how we interact from within our ecosystem within and then the greater ecosystem. Wow. I'm so thrilled to have you in the studio. It's been way too long. And I'm just so thrilled with everything that you continue to do as a community. And I'm getting the, a couple more things. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Chun, before we wind down?
Yeah, as Brett said, I also love the Eckhart Tolle. And when I read his book, his first book?
The Power of Now.
Yeah. And then when I read it, beautifully described. And then it's totally same as our retreat.
Right.
Yeah. And then like a stress to strength. And then the second book is a new earth.
Right.
Like a totally same as the finding true self. Mm-hmm. And then, there is kind of a textbook. This is experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And now uh-huh. we have the Ilchi Lee's book, I've Decided to Live 120 Years, which is a combination of Eckhart Tolle and Don Miguel Ruiz. And all of it is the most beautifully written in modern terms, how to live in this modern world and still be able to come back to the present moment so that you can live your life. Because all of our suffering, and we know this, right? With mm-hmm. purpose. All of us know our suffering is we're holding on to stuff in the past that already happened. There's nothing we can do about it or stressing about the future. And so all of them are giving the same messages over and over in different ways. But now we have workshops and this 120 book, we call it the 120 book, is talk about hopeful. If you want to read something and in the very first chapter, you end up with so much hope where everybody's walking around, especially in the business world that I'm involved in. Everybody, when do I get to retire? Blah, blah. Everyone's just under this constant stress. And you get through one chapter of this book and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get to 60 so that I can just start my purposeful life. All this experience that we have now, we get to use it, educate our children and next generations. And that's why we're so bordering on obsessed with helping young people and teens, because the more we help them get it straight to begin with, the less layers they build up. And then we really can make the world into what a place that we want to be.
Absolutely. Y'all have to come back again. And there are so many more aspects of this that we can share. But I feel like in the hour that we've had together, we've had a chance to not only share our personal journey, but also give our listeners a really good lens or view into the possibility, obviously the hope and the desire for abundance is obtainable. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. And again, I want to thank my friends from the Chandler Tao Healing Center and Sedona Maga Retreat for being with us today. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.